IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
We're looking now into what's happened with the local wool industry, and China's imposed another ban on exports. And what essentially does this mean for South Africa? Christo van der Rede, Executive Director at AgriSA. A very good afternoon to you, Christo.
Good afternoon to you and to all of your listeners.
Always great to chat to you, Christo. Thank you once again for making time to us for us. So, Christo, this ban that's been imposed now in April this year due to the outbreak of foot and mouth disease, what does this mean for South Africa?
Total wool trip amounts to approximately 5 billion rand. The total trip for your emerging black farmers amounts to approximately 1 billion. And we look at approximately 43,000 black emerging farmers that also make that contribution towards the national wool trip. And most of their wool and also a huge amount of wool from the big commercial farmers are destined for China. And with this ban now on exporting of wool, it's going to have a massive impact on the livelihoods, not only of farmers, but the farm workers, as well as the sheep shearers. And the local economy will have a massive setback if we cannot continue with the auctions that are planned for August in terms of, you know, auctioning off wool.
And Christo, can you clarify for us, this is exporting wool to China. What about the rest of the world?
Yes, we export to Europe, but obviously Europeans are quite fussy when it comes to the wool that they accept, so they only take the best quality wool. It's not to say that the Chinese accept the low quality of wool, but the Chinese obviously has quite a massive mass clothing factory system in place to produce, clothing for daily use. Whilst the fashion houses in Europe obviously have very expensive fashion clothing that is made just of the best wool and the best cotton and so forth.
So, Christo, sorry to interrupt you. I mean, a question now, obviously, if we can't export through to China, why can't we take that amount that was going to be exported to China and export that to other countries?
At this point in time, obviously, there is no trade agreements between, other parts of the world, yes, to a limited extent. But remember now, Chinese market has been a very lucrative market over the years. And perhaps that is one challenge that we have, is that we have sacrificed our own clothing manufacturing sector when we liberalized the local economy post-1994. We've seen how the clothing factories in parts of South Africa, especially in Cape Town, has closed down because of this liberalization. Yes, there is a possibility that one can restart your own clothing manufacturing sector. But your biggest challenge, obviously, you cannot compete with the rest of the world. Then it makes no sense to start up your own sector because it will just be too expensive.
What, Christo, what percentage of our wool is it currently or was exported through to China?
Between 70% to 80%.
So that's a huge chunk. Chunk. Now, to try and rehouse it, to try and find a new market for it is really tough. And the first auction, this is not the first time we, this is not the first ban that we've had. And there was a ban that was implemented for 8 months in 2019. Can you take us through what happened and what measures were put in place? And why are those measures not being applicable now?
Remember, a protocol was then developed, and part of the protocol is specific guidelines which you have to follow to ensure that the areas where you produce wool, that those areas are free of foot and mouth. And then secondly, there's also a processing part. That means the wool gets heated So you have to follow very stringent measures to ensure that your wool is being cleaned from the foot and mouth spores through a heating process. And the protocol is very prescriptive, and we maintain the highest standards throughout our entire system. And that's why we, you know, see no reason why the Chinese should impose a ban.
And I'm just looking here now. The first wool auction is actually scheduled for the 17th of August, yeah. And I mean, if we're looking at a huge industry, as you were saying. This is a 5 billion rand industry per year. And so what's going to happen now, I mean, with this first auction?
Obviously, if you cannot move your product, that means you will not receive any money. And you need money to pay your workers. You need money to pay your debt, your production loan, et cetera, et cetera. And it's not just applicable to the farmers, it's applicable to the entire value chain. Your wool handlers, for example, the places where the wool gets baled, there's an entire system that can collapse if the wool do not get auctioned off and the wool does not generate any income for the entire value chain.
So, I mean, essentially, Christo, what can happen in 2 weeks now prior to the auction?
Look, there's this, obviously, that's why we've launched, remember now, before we've launched this media campaign, we have written letters to the Agriculture Department, the Minister, and the DGs. They've engaged with the Chinese, and there was also direct engagement between our farming representatives and the Chinese embassy and the Chinese role players. So we have exhausted all of those avenues. And the reason behind the media campaign is to actually, you know, force the presidency and force the Department of Trade and Industry to have now very serious engagements with their Chinese counterparts. Now, what we need to understand is there's no way that you can force the Chinese to just lift the ban. Because if they feel that the ban should be in place, then that's how they feel. But that's why we've now, you know, take this very unusual step to blow it up in the newspaper, to create greater awareness, to put a sort of a mindset of urgency. Or to bring about the mindset of urgency so that there can be very constructive and urgent engagement between the Chinese government and the South African government.
Absolutely. And Christo van der Rede, Executive Director at AgriSA, thank you for your insight. And let's hope that we can get something done about this ban and get our wool industry back into normal production.